Today's gospel is found in the 10th chapter of John, beginning with the first verse on page 872. Jesus says, "Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Please have a seat. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I was thinking with this passage about a time when my wife and I were the gates. See, we were leading a confirmation retreat, and we were at a Bible camp up in northern Minnesota. And it was a house that had two sleeping rooms where girls would sleep in one and boys would sleep in the other, another room, and then just a large meeting space in the middle. And we found that for whatever reason, the boys would always want to sneak in and try to get to see the girls just to be fun and funny. And so we found out the best way to stop it was to actually sleep right in the middle of the room, of the living room, so that if they were sneaking past, we would wake up and tell them to go back to their bedrooms. Well, that was working pretty well, but I remember one night when we were almost asleep and we heard these girls giggling in their room, and we went in there, and sure enough, there's a boy hanging halfway in the window and halfway out the window, and it's 20 below zero, okay? So, wow. We, being the youth ministers, were like the gate. Today we're continuing this sermon series called Declarations, the I Am, I Ams of Jesus. In John's gospel, when he said, "I am," it wasn't just a casual statement of fact. He used the emphatic statement, ego eimi in Greek, which translates literally to "I am, I am," which connects Jesus to the holy name of God revealed to Moses when he was encountered by the burning bush. So Jesus is God, and he reinforces that every time he says, "I am." It's good to sit up and take notice when you encounter an "I am" in the book of John. We've already looked at several of them in this series. I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of life. I am the vine and the branches. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And today's passage is him saying, "I am the gate," or "I am the door." Chapter 10 is about the shepherd and the sheep. We already looked at verse 11, where Jesus declares himself to be the good shepherd. But let's look together at John 10. If you'd like to open your Bible to John 10, it's on page 872 in your pew Bible. So Jesus is telling them things that they're really not quite tracking. He says, "I tell you, if you don't enter the sheepfold by the door, but climb in another way, anyone who does that is a thief and a robber. Whoever enters by the door is a shepherd. And the gatekeeper opens the door, the sheep hear his voice, he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And we brought them out, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. They wouldn't know the voice of a stranger, nor would they follow the voice of a stranger." And then there's this statement, this figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So if you're not tracking with this passage yet, you're in good company, because his own disciples didn't quite get it, what he was talking about. Let's unpack this a bit. Jesus speaks about a sheepfold. In ancient times, sheep were kept in walled enclosures with only one entrance. A sheepfold has a gate or a door. And what does a door do? What does a gate do? Well, it opens and shuts. It lets in those who need to get in, and maybe keeps out those who are dangerous or animals or anyone that shouldn't get in. And there's a watchman at the door, Jesus exclaims, who to see who is coming and decide if the person coming is safe for the sheep. But always the watchman recognizes the shepherd and always opens the door for the shepherd. The sheep, Jesus says, are easily afraid and would be startled or alarmed if someone jumped over the fence into the sheep pen. So Jesus says to whoever does that, they're acting like a thief or a robber. The shepherd uses the door and calls the sheep out, and they hear him and follow him. That's a great preview for what Jesus said in the rest of the chapter, that he is the good shepherd. So are you still a little puzzled by what he's talking about here? What is he saying? Well, look at it this way. The Pharisees, you know who they are, the keepers of the law, the ones who were to know the scriptures and teach the scriptures. You'd think if anyone would recognize the Messiah coming, it would be them, right? But Jesus says that because they knew the scriptures the best, they were the most devout, they lived their faith all the way down to everything they wore on their bodies. They had their robes, their undergarments, their tassels, their phylacteries, which is the scriptures, tied to their wrist and bound to their head. All these things were worn as a symbol of their devotion. But they didn't recognize Jesus as God's Son. As the Messiah, he was who was sent to save them. So they were leading people away from the Messiah, and Jesus rightly calls them thieves and robbers. In verse 7, he makes the point. As the Pharisees were to be watching for the coming of the Messiah, they failed to see him. So Jesus is not only the good shepherd, he's also the gate for the sheep. The Pharisees just worked themselves out of a job, and they became completely irrelevant, or actually worse. They were turning people away from God. But Jesus goes on and says, he calls himself the gate. He says, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I'm the door. If anyone enters by me, they will be saved. They will be saved. And I will go in and out and find, and they will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Who came before him? Well, he's addressing those Pharisees who are not watchful. They were not attentive to what God is doing right before their eyes. Here Jesus, in just one verse, sums up his purpose. And it really lines up with last week's teaching on him being the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through him. He says, I'm the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. So he's saying to us, anxious hearts, do not fear. Jesus gives you this assurance that you will know his voice and follow him to life. The thief says, comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but he came that we would have life and have it abundantly. You know, there's still a lot of thieves today that rob us from the joy of being in God's presence. I want to point out two of them now. The first is fear. Fear. David's psalm is an interesting one today. Psalm 34. It says in the preview of the psalm that he is fleeing for his life from Saul and presenting himself here before the king of the Philistines. Now, that's recorded in 1 Samuel 21. You recall David's story, and David was not yet the king, but Saul was jealous of who he was and wanted to kill him. And David didn't know where to go. He didn't have a refuge in Israel because he didn't know who he could trust. And so he ends up going to the court of the king of the Philistines. And to, I guess, plead his case, he made himself seem that he's crazy. He messed his hair up. He wore crazy clothes. He had spittle coming out of his beard. He looked like he was insane. And the king took pity on him and let him go, even though they were enemies, and David, just before that, had defeated the giant Goliath. Well, David wrote Psalm 34, "I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of his troubles. The Lord, angel of the Lord, encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." The Lord handles the thief of fear. Seek the Lord. Name your fear. And the more you can name it, I assure you, the smaller it will get. But there's another thief that I want to talk about today. The one who is our enemy, the devil. Paul wrote a letter, this letter in the Ephesians, an incredible section on facing our enemy, the devil. He says in verse 10, "Be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might, and put on the armor of God, so that we can stand against the schemes of the devil. Because we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but against the rulers and the authorities and the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." You see, the spiritual battle is waging for us. The devil wants us to turn from faith. He wants us to be discouraged. He wants us to be defeated. And Paul writes here how we stand to face him and what he would bring at us. He says in verse 14, "Stand firm." Verse 13, "Stand with the belt of truth around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness, shoes for your feet." And the shoes that he's talking about have a spike in the front of them that they would also enable a warrior not to be pushed back. And so these are our weapons to aid in our defense. It's the gospel of peace. That's what the readiness gives us. To take up the shield of faith, to extinguish all those darts and arrows that the devil throws at us. And to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So these things, it's interesting, and you could do a lot of Bible study on these armor, but if you look at it, there is no armor protecting the back of the warrior, because the warrior, in facing the devil, is to face him head on with Jesus as your strength. So you don't turn and run from him and leave yourself vulnerable, you stand firm. That's how we defeat the thief who comes to rob, steal, and destroy us. Jesus calls himself the door, and that only through him will true shepherds, true faithful witnesses, true pastors will enter to guide the lost sheep. Christ addresses his teaching to the Pharisees. He accuses them of providing false witness. But Christ proves a test for every true and faithful witness of him. That true shepherds do not proclaim themselves, they proclaim Christ as Lord. Christ alone provides our security, our protection, and our shelter. Jesus says about himself, "I am the gate. Come through me to salvation." Let us pray. Oh Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your protection, your provision, your guidance, your love. And Lord, may we be secure in that place, not full of fear about our future, about what would happen next in our life, but hopeful for trusting that we would also have the weapons to defeat the discouragement that comes to us from the devil. And we thank you, Lord, that you are the one inviting us and providing for us salvation. Salvation for every moment of our life. The moment we trust you is the moment that abundant life begins. So, Lord, we pray that you would move each and every one of us here today and those listening online to renewing their faith covenant with you in asking you to be the Lord of their lives, to defeat those things that come at us by your Spirit, and to embrace faith as the answer to everything that we need to defeat and stand up against in this life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.